Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a great show. Stacy Kent, Billy May, the Mills Brothers, the Spitfire Band, and many more, so stick around. Now, in the next 10 minutes, you'll be hearing from the four freshmen, from Judy Garland, and we had a birthday to report. Mel Powell, born on this week in 1923, he was a pianist and the composer for the next song we're going to play, Mission to Moscow by Benny Goodman.
To you, and I hope that you will read it so you'll know. My heart beats like a hammer, and I stutter and I stammer every time I see you at the picture show. I guess I'm just another fan of yours, and I thought I'd write and tell you so. Oh, 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 oh. You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me love you. And all the time you knew it, I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, sir, you made me feel so sad. You made me sigh, 'cause I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I think you're grand. That's true. Yes, I do. Deed, I do. You know I do. I must tell you what I'm feeling. The very mention of your name sends my heart reeling. You know you made me
Gee, Mr. Gable, I don't want to bother you. Guess you've got a lot of girls to tell you the same thing. And if you don't want to read this, well, you don't have to. But I just had to tell you about the time I saw you, and it happened one night. That was the first time I ever saw you. And I knew right then you were the nicest fella in the movies. I guess it was because you acted so natural-like. Oh, not like a real actor at all, but just like any fella you meet at school or at a party. And then one time I saw you in a picture with Joan Crawford. And I had to cry a little, because you loved her so much, and you couldn't have her. Well, not till the end of the picture, anyway. And then one time I saw you in person. You were going to the Coconut Grove one night, and I was standing there when you got out of your car, and you almost knocked me down. Oh, but it wasn't your fault. No, I was in the way. But you looked at me, and you smiled. Yeah, you smiled right at me as if you meant it. And I cried all the way home just because you smiled at me for being in your way. Oh, I'll never forget it, Mr. Gable. Honest Injun, you're my favorite actor.
I don't care what happens, let the whole world stop. As far as I'm concerned, you'll always be the top. Cause you know you made me love you.
On the corner, watching all the girls go by. Standing on the corner, giving all the girls the eye.
Brother, you don't know a nicer occupation. Matter of fact, neither do I. Than standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by.
Got the cream, haven't got a girl, but I can dream.
Haven't got a girl, but I can wish. So I take me down to Main Street, where I select my imaginary dish. Just standing on the corner, watching all the pretty girls go by, go by. Standing on the corner, giving all the girls the eye. Give it a whirl, give it a try. Try standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by. Come Saturday and I'm so broke, I couldn't buy a girl a nickel coke. Still I'm living like a millionaire. Take me down to Main Street and I review the harem that's waiting for me there. Waiting there. Just standing on the corner watching all the girls go by, go by, go by, go by. Standing on the corner underneath the springtime sky. You can't
go to jail for what you're thinking, or for the come hither look in your eye.
Just standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by. Watching all the girls go by. Watching all the girls go by. Watching all the girls.
Those were the Four Freshmen. Frank Lesser tune from 1956 from a Most Happy musical called Most Happy Fella, and the song was Standing on the Corner. Before that, it was Judy Garland with a special rendition of You Made Me Love You, which was called Dear Mr. Gable, You Made Me Love You. The original song recorded written back in 1913, and had many people recording this tune over the years, and it's still popular today. And we started with Benny Goodman and Mission to Moscow. This was number 12 on the hit parade in 1943. Well, on this very day in 1863, the fire extinguisher was patented by Allison Crane. and the first non-perforated, not gummed sheet of postage stamps were issued by the U.S. Postal Service in New York City on this very day in 1934. Talk about inconvenient. One had to cut the stamps out of the sheet and then put some glue on the back and then stick them on an envelope. Fortunately, the Postal Service changed the idea after many, many complaints. Now, let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, we have the Spitfire Band. We have Tony Bennett, and it was on this very day in 1938 that Larry Clinton and his orchestra recorded this song, Martha, for Victor Records.
Out of sight is out of mind. Maybe that's so, but I tried to go and leave you behind. What did I find? I took a trip on a train and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream shining down on some little town, and with each beam the same old dream. At every stop that we made, oh, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. Every stop that we made, yes, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, well, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you.
And you're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Bill Cartwright. That was a great sound, the title tune from a musical by George and Ira Gershwin called Strike Up the Band. done so well here by the Spitfire Band. It was Tony Bennett before that with a Johnny Mercer, Jimmy Van Heusen tune from 1939 called I Thought About You. And we started with Larry Clinton with a vocal by B. Wayne, and a song was Martha. Got on the hit parade in 1938. It was number two on that hit parade. Well, it was on this very week back in 1933 that the singing telegram was introduced by the Postal Telegraph Company of New York City. All the news that's fit to print appeared on the front page of the New York Times beginning on this day in 1897. Henry J. Raymond and two associates started the New York Times in 1851. In October of 1896, the paper held a contest offering readers a $100 prize if they could come up with a better slogan in 10 words or less. No one did, and since then, no one has since either. It was all the news that's fit to print. Kind of hard to beat that one, isn't it? All right, let's get back to more music on Swing. We have Stacy Kent standing in the wings. We have Billy Mays Orchestra. And we had a birthday today. Actually, it was on this day back in 1889. John Mills, part of the Mills Brothers. And here is who here are the Mills Brothers. And the song is In a Mellow Tone.
In a mellow tone, feeling fancy free, and I'm not alone, I've got company. Everything's okay, the livelong day, with this mellow song, I can't go wrong. In a mellow tone, that's the way to live. If you mope and groan, something's got to give. Just go your way and laugh and play. There's joy unknown in a mellow tone. How I love when the band starts to play. They play such sweet music that they blow all my cares away. I should knock on wood when the saxes moan, 'cause it feels so good in a mellow tone. In a mellow tone, that's the way to live. If you mope and groan, something's got to give. Just go your way and laugh and play. There's joy unknown in a mellow tone. Thank you.
As you listen to the band, don't you get a bubble? As you listen to them play, don't you get a glow? If you step out on your floor, you'll forget your trouble. If you go into your dance, you'll forget your woe. So come get together, let the dance floor feel your leather. Step as lightly as a feather, let yourself go. Come hit the timber, loosen up and start to limber. Can't you hear that hot marimba? Let yourself go. Let yourself go. Relax and let yourself go. Relax, you got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot. So come, cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Butcher, banker, clerk, or grocer, let yourself go.
That was Stacy Kent from her CD called Let Yourself Go, the title tune. Song written by Irving Berlin. He wrote the words and the music to the song in 1938. Before that, it was the famous Perfidia done here by Billy May's orchestra. And we started with the Mills Brothers and a Duke Ellington tune from 1940 called In a Mellow Mood. We're going to take a little break right now. Be back in just a few, well, not minutes, but seconds with Nat King Cole. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we have lots more great stuff coming up. For instance, in the next 10 minutes, it'll be Rosemary Clooney with Sister Betty. We're going to have Earl Father Hines and a sad day on this week in 1965 when singer Nat King Cole passed away in Santa Monica, California. He was only 45 years old. And here is Nat King Cole with his trio and Sweet Lorraine.
And I've just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo joy. When I met my sweet Lorraine, 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 a pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer skies. When you see them, you realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. It's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine.
Thank you. sisters, sisters. There were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no sir. I'm here to keep my eye on her. Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing. When a certain gentleman arrived from Rome, she wore the dress and I stayed home. All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Those who seen us know that not a thing can come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Lord, help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord, help the sister who comes between me and my man. Stick together, the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Uh-huh. Those who've seen us know that not a thing could come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Lord, help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord, help the sister who comes between me and my man. Sisters, sisters, sister, don't come between me and my man.
The Clooney Sisters. It was Sisters was the song, recorded on this week back in 1954 from a CD called Songs from the Girl Singer. This got on the hit parade, by the way, number 30 in 1954. Before that, it was Earl Father Hines, and this song recorded on this week in 1940. It was The Boogie Woogie on the St. Louis Blues. Was waxed on the famous Bluebird record label back then. And we started with Nat King Cole with his trio. And a Mitchell Parrish tune from 1928, recorded by Nat King Cole in 1950, it was Sweet Lorraine. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, let's see here. What happened on this day? Oh, yes. In 1960, on this week, Jack Parr walked off NBC's Tonight Show. Seems that the previous night, Parr had told a joke during his monologue, and although Parr didn't say the word toilets, he said water closets, which offended the NBC censors who cut the joke, which was a total of 4 minutes out of the show. Parr didn't take kindly to it. He was incensed when he found out. So on this night, he complained about the NBC censors and said good night and left. He did return on March 7th following a trip to Hong Kong and stayed around for another 2 years as the host of The Tonight Show. Back to more music on Swing. We'll have Lena Horne. We'll have Jimmy Lunsford. And right now, it's Tex Beneke along with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. And this lady's in love with you.
here if you're going my way.
Okay, Glenn, what's worrying you? Tell me the story and I'll see what I can do.
Well, I got a new gal that's a real killer diller, but I'm not so sure that she goes for Mr. Miller.
That's nothing to worry about. Man, don't you know how to go about finding out?
No, you tell me, Texas.
If there's a gleam in her eye each time she straightens your tie, you'll know the lady's in love with you. If she can dress for a date without it waiting you hate, it means the lady's in love with you. And when your friends ask you over to join their table, but she picks a faraway booth for two, well, sir, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands because the lady's in love with you.
Thank you.
true. There's no one, dear, but you. You're whispering why you'll never leave me. Whispering why you'll never grieve me. Whisper and say that you believe me. Whispering that I love you.
Lena Horne from her CD called Stormy Lady, and a song written by Vincent Rose. He wrote wrote the words and the music to Whispering back in 1920. Usually we play the instrumental version of this by Benny Goodman. Before that, it was Jimmy Lunsford and a Cy Oliver tune from 1937, famous one called For Dancers Only. And we started with Glenn Miller and Tex Beneke, who had a little skit in there, by the way. That was actually the voice of Glenn Miller and Tex Beneke. And the song was The Lady's in Love with You, written by Frank Lesser and Burton Lane in 1939. And let's see, Tex Beneke, by the way, was born on this week back in 1914. And on this week in 1980, it was a big day for Dan Rather, as Walter Cronkite announced his retirement from the CBS Evening News. Jack Benny, born on this week in 1894, and the first photograph of a U.S. president taken by Matthew Brady in New York City happened on this week in 1849. President James Polk was the subject of that famous picture. Well, let's see. If I don't talk too long, we have time for at least a couple more. And right now, it is Frank Sinatra, Nelson Riddle, and I've Got You Under My Skin.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I've said to myself, this affair, it never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know damn well that I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice comes in the night and repeats in my ear, don't you know, you fool, never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin, because I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, ain't no chance to win. Why not use your mentality, get up, wake up to reality. Thought of you makes me stop just before I begin, because I've got you under my skin, and I like you under my skin.
Sorry to break in, folks, but we're running out of time again. This is Les Brown and his orchestra, a Will Hudson tune called Sophisticated Swing. And we heard from Sinatra and Nelson Riddle's orchestra, and I've Got You Under My Skin. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. I hope you'll come back and join us again next Saturday night between 10 and 11 for lots more great music on swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.